Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hello and welcome to Made by Mamas, the podcast. I'm Zoe.
And I'm Georgia.
And we're here talking all things parenthood. You know, the real conversations.
Tips and tricks.
Products we love.
And brands we can't live without.
Let's get into it. Welcome to no man's land.
Another year down. I can't believe it. Whoa.
But also, this is this weird period between Christmas and New Year where nobody knows the date, although I can confirm it's Tuesday, the 27th of December, when this episode goes out. Nobody knows the day. Like, you've eaten so much turkey, you know, you don't want to see another bird in your life. And you know, you're sleeping with melted chocolate in your bed. It's not just me, right?
No, it's not just you. It is a funny, funny time. And also a time when I kind of forget that it's going to exist. So I plan, like, obviously, like, Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, Boxing Day, and then New Year's Eve and New Year's Day. And I forget there's actually any days in between. But how lovely. How lovely. Enjoy the chocolate in your hair and your bed and in your bloated tummies.
This is the time to do it, yeah. Exactly. We do this every single year around this time because Georgia and I are really, really proud of all of the incredible conversations that we've had throughout the year. And it is a sort of period of reflection, looking back and kind of, you know, G and I are always talking, aren't we? Like, do you remember when we spoke to, you know, Clemmie Telford? Or do you remember when we had that incredible conversation with Brian Dowling? And, you know, if you guys have missed any of them, this is a real opportunity to kind of go back and hear sort of snippets of those chats.
Yeah, I think we just like to go back and reflect on some of our favourite episodes of the year. And actually, it's by no means exhausting because there are so many incredible episodes and these are just some of them that we just wanted to pull out and just reshare with you, just in case you've missed them or you've just recently found us.
It's the best of.
It is, absolutely.
It's the best of. Also, can I just say that every single conversation that we have is always a joy and a treat. But if we put everyone in, it would be like a 10-hour podcast. So we can't do that.
We can't do that. Exactly.
But I'm going to kick us off. This was the first episode that we had of 2022. And I think for both of us, one of those incredibly powerful conversations. We talked to her about grief. We talked about domestic abuse. It was very, very hard. She lost her little girl when she was, you know, only a dot. And it was, it was really moving. It stayed with us actually the whole year, to be honest with you. So please have a listen to this part. It stayed with us the whole year. A really moving one. Here's Marlon Anderson.
To be fair, it's been a bit of a strange 8 months so far, to be honest. I mean, I don't think I've enjoyed a single bit of it, which is quite sad to say. I think a lot of PTSD has come up within this pregnancy and things that I haven't really dealt with, I guess, in a strange sense. Because when you're pregnant, you know, you don't have these coping mechanisms that you'd usually kind of do. You can't go out with your friends, go have a drink, have a wine. You can't do certain activities. I used to travel a lot. I used to travel like twice, three times a month. And so when you're just still with yourself and your mind, you know, you're left to think, right? So everything gets kind of brought up to the surface and it's been quite intense, actually.
And back in April now, we had a conversation with Kate Ferdinand and she was talking all about her blended family, something that we do speak about a lot on the podcast, but it was particularly interesting to hear from her because obviously her children's biological mother isn't around anymore. So there's a lot about grief and how she fits in the family now. So let's listen to Kate Ferdinand again.
You know, when I met the kids, I was desperate for them to love me, but I just met them as a friend at the beginning, through a friend of a friend. It's a strange experience. But for me, it's like, if I love this man, then I want to be part of his whole life, and I want to love his kids, and I want to be part of everything.
So from Kate Ferdinand on to Nadia Hussein, what an incredible birth story this one was. I didn't know that the chat was going to go this way. We spoke a lot about her arranged marriage, which I thought was absolutely fascinating. Obviously, we know her from the Bake Off, but to actually get an insight into, you know, how she met her husband and fell in love with him and her family's cultures and traditions, I absolutely love this chat. So here's Nadia Hussein.
You know, I grew up in a community where, you know, there's very little, and I think it's not just within my own community. I think just generally as a society, we're not very kind to mothers. We kind of, it's all about the baby, and we don't ask the mom, are you okay? What do you need? Yes. How can I help you? And I think as somebody who had her, he was 8 pound 8, he was a big baby, and he was, you know, I was in agony, and I got a lot of, well, you know, I wasn't that bad. And the that's the worst thing anyone can say to you in that moment, because it's not pregnancies and labors are not there to be compared, because one isn't better than the other. Each experience is individual. And I didn't understand that then. All I felt was this sadness. I was like, I want to feel better, but because everyone around me was focusing on the baby, what I did was focus on the baby too and focused less on myself.
Next up, Kate Lawler. Oh my gosh, we absolutely adored this conversation back in March. I mean, I loved hearing how she met her husband and how open she was. Do you remember, Zoe, about she jumped on the train after a work Christmas party?
I know, hilarious.
And look where she is now, married and with a child. So let's get into that episode.
I remember saying, I've got to go back to Birmingham because I'm going for drinks with work pals, but you can come with me if you want. And he said, come with you back to Birmingham. And I said, yeah, why not? And he was like, all right then. So I went, grab that bottle of wine on the table, we'll drink that on the way home. So then we got to London Euston, and I remember him being at the ticket machine going, am I really doing this? Is a wind up? I was like, just get your ticket and get on the train. And then we got on the train and I was so hammered. I asked a woman who had a massive cello on the seat next to her if she could move her violin, because I didn't like facing backwards. And she was, I mean, I was so drunk. And then Bodge said, let's just go and sit over here. And we sat on the train together, and then we drank the bottle of wine that I'd nicked from the Kerrang Awards. And then I don't really remember what happened. All I remember is that I was so drunk by the time I got to Birmingham New Street that I forgot to go to work drinks. I just went taxi to 27A, whatever road I was living on.
Yeah.
And he came back with me. And then in the morning, I was like, hi, what's your name? Did we?
Oh my God, this is amazing. So next up, Clemmie Telford. She was so brilliant at kind of articulating her feelings around our relationship with food and our body image. Mm-hmm. And I think we both agreed that it was described in a way that we had never heard before. She managed to kind of say all of those things that had been sort of rattling around in our heads for a large, large part of our lives. She managed to articulate it so beautifully. It was a really powerful conversation. We love this lady. Here's Clemmie Telford.
The other women in my family are all slim, smaller than me. And I definitely knew that I felt as if that was the more desirable way to be. And now as I get older, I know that I'm just naturally more on the athletic side of things. But yeah, I don't think anyone even knows that they're doing it using this damaging language. I think it's just so normalized.
And from one powerful conversation to another, we had a conversation about transgender fatherhood. And obviously it's something that I've got absolutely no experience in. And so I kind of went into that conversation just wanting to learn, really. And yeah, it was just a fascinating conversation. And just to sort of see everything from his point of view and sort of, I don't know, how pregnancy is when you're a man and how people perceive you and look at you, and just small things like how the midwives might treat you and how really we're not quite there yet and we're not quite set up in this country.
Oh, I thought you did this podcast brilliantly, George.
Thank
I loved you. Listening to it. It was brilliant.
Thanks. Let's get into it because, yeah, it really was incredible.
For me, I think I grew up around, most of my friends were boys, and then the girls I was friends with were tomboys, which is what I sort of assumed I was at the time. So I just assumed that they all felt like I did. And I remember when I was going into sort of puberty, feeling a bit more confused, and because a lot of my friends who were girls had started to move away from being tomboys, and I was like waiting for that to happen to me because I just didn't feel any different. I didn't feel like I was changing. I felt like I was staying the same, but like the world was kind of getting harder and my friends were becoming more distant from me because they were all growing into themselves and I wasn't. And I remember my mum saying to me, don't worry, you know, you'll get there, it'll happen. And I wanted to believe her, so I did believe her. And then just like the years kept passing and I never felt any different.
We'll be right back after this short break.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome back to this episode of Made by Mamas. Now, where were we? So next up, Michael Maisie. Now, Michael is such a massive advocate of talking about kind of toxic masculinity, you know, strong, vulnerable men. He wants to empower men to be, you know, kind of, I guess, stand in their own power to be fathers, to be the dads that they really want to be, to encourage them to speak up about their feelings, you know, to say that actually, you know what, you can be an alpha, but you can also be really sensitive. You can communicate on a level that you really, really deserve to. I think a lot of men can feel quite stunted, maybe by their own upbringing. Michael was an addict. He went to prison and he completely turned his life around. I think both Georgia and I learned so much from this podcast. And I think, you know, we were able to speak to Dozza and James in a totally different way after we finished having this. So yes, let's get into this conversation. It's a good one. Here's Mike Maisie.
One of the techniques that worked for me and my wife is to have a really structured check-in procedure. Like really structured. It's like, okay, sit down, turn the telly off. Where's your phone? Put it on airplane mode. Set a timer, 10 minutes, and I'm just going to make eye contact with you and I'm just going to hear you. And the most amazing things happen in these, you know, these check-ins when I sit there and listen to my wife and she's like, the first minute is like, oh God, I'm just so bloody tired. I don't even know if I can be bothered doing this. Actually, I haven't really got much to say. And then it gets to like minute nine and she's still going. She's like, oh, there was this and this. And I'm like, you want another 2 minutes?
Next up, we only had an Olympian on the podcast,
of course,
didn't
we?
We did. We bring you the best here. So we actually chatted to Rebecca Adlington all about her blended family. But of course, we touched on swimming and how she got into it and actually how much she sacrificed to get to the top. Yeah. It really was an insight into how you become the best at something. It's not easy.
No, and I had a real like pinch me moment where in the summer when Kit took his armbands off and started swimming, Rebecca Adlington sent me a message being like, go on Kit, look at him going. And I was like, oh my God, an Olympian thinks my child is, I mean, he wasn't, he looked like he was going to sink, but I was like giving myself a pat on the back.
Yeah, still. Well done by exactly. Someone. Let's listen.
Sometimes some situations that I've never always wanted to go to my mum and dad, so I think having that other person, and I think that's where a step parent can be a really beautiful thing, because then that kind of go between.
So from Rebecca Adlington to Jim Chapman, of course you will know him for being on YouTube. He was one of the original YouTubers actually, and has been on a really interesting journey with you know, departing one relationship and entering into another, and he's brilliant at expressing how he feels about fatherhood.
It was a really
lovely insight. I love it when, you know, men come on this podcast and they bare their souls, and I feel like we really got that from Jim. I really enjoyed this conversation. Right, let's have a little listen.
Pregnancy is an odd thing for a man, for the partner, because you don't have all that bonding instantly that a mother has, you know, whilst gestating. You know, for me, Sarah was getting larger, and I could feel Margot kicking and everything, but I couldn't have that connection. She wasn't inside me, you know? So it's an odd thing to feel. And so I guess by default, I'm obviously super protective over the two of them.
Next, we've got Anna Williamson. I mean, we absolutely adore her. And I mean, that conversation for me had everything because she's, you know, she's a life coach. She's really serious. She's got a lot of, you know, insights to offer. But also, we were howling with laughter. Actually, one of my favourite episodes of the year, of course. So let's get into it.
Acceptance is a huge part of that. I think if we're constantly, and I've had to learn this, if I'm constantly beavering away at that to-do list, and then I'll, you know, spend time with my husband, or then I'll spend time with the children, nothing will ever get done. So I think it's really important to reevaluate, really, what is that main priority in your life? And this is why I always bang on about this. I would actually argue this, you might find this quite controversial, but actually your relationship, your couple, is actually more important than the children.
Now, next up, you're going to hear from somebody who became famous by being on Big Brother. And I think it was about 20 years ago, 20 or more years ago that he was on Big Brother. He then sort of carved out a career as a presenter. You know, he's been all over our screens and very much kind of in the public eye for a really long time, and then decided that he, you know, he met his partner, he wanted to be a dad, and he talked about his surrogacy journey on this podcast. Again, a subject that Georgia and I find fascinating. So we really wanted to find out the ins and outs of it because, you know, that is so intricate. You know, it's such a hard, hard journey for so many people. And he spoke about it so brilliantly. And since then, his sister has had his baby.
I know.
And he's now a dad.
It's an unbelievable story.
Yeah. Come on. I want to hear it. It's Brian Dowling.
And then they put it in and Aoife and I are holding hands and we're crying and we hear, and I tell you, I get emotional now. And I tell you, I just stood there and I remember just thinking, oh my God, we have a baby, like we're pregnant. And it was the strangest feeling of thinking, oh my God, we are the luckiest people in the world. You know, but every time, Zoe, I was so afraid this was going to be taking away from us. Even our scan last week, we seen baby's face, nose, everything, and our consultant was like, you are bang on trend when it comes to the size of your baby's head, you know, the fluid in the sac, baby's mouth was opening, the tongue was coming in and out, and it was almost like, shit, we've done this.
Now this next one, a name that we have been trying to get on the podcast, I think, since we started.
Yes.
I think she was on our hit list from the very beginning. And finally, we managed to chat to her. Of course, it's Rochelle Humes. I mean, it was just fantastic to get her on the podcast. The conversation we had about mums and sons, and she's with us.
Oh,
she's
going
to be crying at the altar with us when our sons get married.
She's going to be wearing a white dress.
She's going to be there. She feels our pain when a girl looks at our son in the playground or across the nursery floor. She feels exactly the same as us. Feel like we're going to have to start a self-help group for all of us who are feeling like this.
Yeah, whoever ends up marrying our sons.
Yes,
we're gonna have to all keep it. We're very sorry in advance. We're gonna have to keep each other in check. All right.
Yeah, let's have a listen.
And I can't. He just has to give me a look, and I cannot. Is it the opposite sex thing? Is that? I don't know what it is, but there's something like. Listen. My firstborn, my mid, like my girl. I adore them. They're my children. Of course, we don't need to justify that. We're not bad people here. But no. My boy, I don't know what it is. I just, like, he could do anything. But then I need to make sure that doesn't translate into that really annoying mother-in-law that thinks the son shows out of their son's bum. So I need to, like, do you know what I mean? We need to make sure we don't, I'm going to have to be really good with him at disciplining him too, because he makes me melt. So I'll just be annoying.
So next up, we spoke to the gorgeous Andrea McLean, and we chatted about the burnout, actually, the kind of burnout of life. She was obviously, you know, head of the panel, or I guess main host of Loose Women for a really long time. And, you know, there was a departure and she kind of went into detail about why and what happened. And, you know, that actually lockdown kind of did her, you know, was actually quite beneficial for her because it meant she could slow down.
You know, she took a step back. She was running at 1,000 miles an hour. And when she, did she set up a business in lockdown?
She did. And then she obviously took the leap and sort of stepped away from her TV career, which is such, actually such a brave thing to do.
This girl is on fire, and it's all about helping women in the, you know, the sort of mid part of their life, kind of navigate all of, you know, perimenopause and like, you know, change of career and relationships and that whole kind of, well, I guess the new landscape that we kind of go through. It was a really brilliant, brilliant conversation. So let's have a listen.
That I was keeping myself busier and busier and busier and busier. It was don't think, stop. Because, you know, your brain's playing whack-a-mole. You know, you're like that. Don't think of that thought. Don't think of that thought. Push down that thought. Push down that thought. So I was listening to a lot of motivational podcasts. I was reading a lot of, you know, personal growth books. I was getting up at 5:30 every morning. I was hitting the gym. I was pushing myself mentally and physically as hard as I possibly could under the guise of, yeah, I'm growing. I'm growing as a person and I'm building this business. I'm doing this thing. But deep down, I know it's because I didn't want to think. And what happened was I started to whir. I was whirring. And the reason that Nick missed it is because as women, we're so good at hiding it.
Next up, and another guest we've actually had on the podcast more than once. And actually, I mean, gosh, from our first conversation with this guest to the one that we had this year, an unbelievable change. Of course, I'm talking about Roxy Nafusi, and she is smashing it at the moment. But we spoke about her journey to parenthood and obviously everything that she's been through in the last few years. It's unbelievable.
It was an amazing transition, wasn't it?
I mean, she couldn't be further from the person she was when we had her in the studio. She couldn't look in the mirror. She didn't want photos taken. She basically hated herself. Turned her whole life around. And now
manifest
she teaches,
queen.
Yeah, teaches others how to basically love their life and have the life that they want. So if you are looking, you know, to turn your life around this year, then I would go back and listen to Roxy.
Yeah, me too. Let's have a listen.
Me and Wade went to couples counselling, and the therapist said to us, the most important relationship is not you and Walt or Wade and Walt. It is you and Wade. The relationship between the parents is the most important relationship for a child's well-being. And I was like, wow, that makes so much sense. And I think that as all children are, Wolf is incredibly perceptive. When he can sense that there's an energetic angst between me and Wade, you can see his behavior change. Or he'll lean towards one parent very much. Like, he'll come to me like he's being my protector. If he sees any shift in energy between me and Wade, even if nothing's being said. And when me and Wade get along and we have a nice energy between us, it is the most amazing thing that we can offer Wolf.
Oh, and George, we've got to finish on this one. I'm obsessed with the Minogue sisters.
Oh, it was
and
a good one.
Danny was on the podcast. Such a pinch me moment.
It was unbelievable to listen to her birth story, because I don't think I would have particularly, I don't actually know if she even came out and spoke about it that much, or certainly not in the UK press. But she wanted to have a home birth. And obviously in Australia, it's just not a thing. It's just not done. They don't agree with it. They don't want you to do it. So she didn't get any support. So when she actually was having trouble birthing at home, she couldn't even get into a hospital. Like they didn't want to let her in. She's not just like, you know, a normal person just rocking up at hospital. She can't do that. So she had like the paparazzi following her. It was just actually unbelievable. And just to listen to the different issues that come up when you have got that level of fame when it comes to parenting, because, you know, she's got security, walking your son to school, letting them walk by themselves is a huge deal. Especially, you know, he's growing up in Australia. So yeah, loved it. Let's have a listen. How did you feel about your, I guess, like your changing body during your pregnancy?
Loved it. Yeah, I think that's the most I've been comfortable in my body, and just loving it. I love like having a thick belly. You know, when you like rub the sides and like, I feel this belly. And I missed it after I had Ethan, and I would like
go to bed and go to sleep. I missed having that big belly there. I loved it.
How lovely was that, just to sit back and have a little listen to those, you know, small parts of all of those incredible conversations that we've had. I loved it.
I know. We're so lucky that you know, to get these guests on and also that they feel comfortable enough to share, like, in such depth. I mean, who's on the list for next year?
We're still gunning for Michelle Obama. She's got another book to promote or something. We could fly to America and do it.
We could. Exactly. Anyone can hook us up, then please do.
So many great people that we've already got booked in. We're actually kicking off the year with another Australian lady, an actress.
Yeah.
So that's going to be a good one to start the year with. But for now, thank you so much for listening. Thank you for supporting us. As always, we'd love you to rate, review, subscribe and give the podcast a little follow.
Yeah, please do. And we're not going anywhere, so please do drop us a DM if you've got any feedback on this episode of the podcast, or if you'd like to suggest some names for next year. We're on @MadeByMamas on Instagram, and we are going to be back on Friday. Made by Mamas is an Insanity podcast production, and today's episode was produced by the lovely Charlotte Mason.
Insanity Group.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.